Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Heroes of the Horn, a Wheel of Time podcast. Guys, got an update for you with season two here. Have my brother, Nick, you've been on some Patreon episodes before. Nick, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good today.
Yeah, good. Well, I mean, I just saw this article and I just hit you up and I was like, hey, do you have a second to talk about this? So here we go. So it's kind of something interesting here. So this article is from winterscoming.net saying Tom Marilyn will not appear in the Wheel of Time season two. So the article says last year, Amazon debuted its TV adaptation of Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time. Since then, Amazon's been hard at work of season two. We actually got sort of an update window describing it as early 2023, but they didn't provide a specific date. So my guess is maybe sometime around March, April, which is awesome to know that it's coming. But it says Tom Marilyn sits out the Wheel of Time season two, but should be back for season three. So one character we know for certain won't be back for the show's sophomore season is Tom Marilyn. The Gleeman, played by Alexandra Willamou. I always forget his last name's kind of difficult to pronounce, but he was on the Mighty Dragon podcast when he broke the news. He says, I'm not in season two because my character Tom Marilyn is not in for season two, but he should be in for season three. While the announcement might alarm some fans, it's important to remember that Tom doesn't feature a whole lot in the second Wheel of Time book, The Great Hunt. He only appears in two chapters of the novel. He doesn't become prominent again, really, until book four. Tom has such a large presence in the series overall that it's easy to forget how little he features in some of the early books. When we last saw him, he was fighting off a Murdral to give Rand and Matt time to escape and continue their journey to Tar Valon, as was the case for the book. The show leaves it's ambiguous whether Tom survived the encounter, but obviously he does. You know, sorry for the spoiler, but we're going into season two, so we should know that sort of thing. We'll see more of Tom yet, Amazon willing. So, you know, one of the things we talk about here is what do we think, you know, as far as the show goes, sort of how do you scale the Wheel of Time into potentially 5 to 6 seasons? And it sounds like, you know, what the showrunners have sort of talked about, Nick, is, hey, we're going to try to cram the Wheel of Time into about 5 seasons, maybe 8 episodes a season. So there's obviously going to be a lot of cutting along the way. Okay. Oh, yeah. So
there's already,
you know,
been a lot of cutting. But
yeah. There's already been a lot of cutting. So with season one being really sort of just some of New Spring and a little bit of Eye of the World, season two, this is what I've always talked about here on the podcast, is I've always believed, I think really season two could be books 2 and 3. They're two of the shorter books, and you can sort of really, if you really look at the structure of them, they're kind of similar. Like Rand's not even really in book 3, right? It's really everyone else is sort of doing the thing. And then they both sort of end with just like a big battle at the end of sort of a, you know, like a stronghold or whatever, right? And it's, you have Falma and then you have Faldara. And then, so I've kind of thought, man, maybe Rand will like get Kalendor at the end of season two, and you could sort of blend the Great Hunt with the Dragon Reborn. And then maybe you have like the Horn of Valyr go off at the same time. So in the show, obviously in season one, we see the Horn of Valyr right at the end of, at the end of season one, it's now stolen. The Great Hunt is set up. We're set to go. right? But man, to not have Tom Maryland in it, I just sort of felt like it'd be a really easy sort of kickoff for his character. Maybe you can kind of maneuver some stuff around. So, I mean, so what do you think about it?
Yeah, I'm surprised that he's not going to be in it because, like you said, 2 and 3 would make sense to go together. But he should still at least have his cameo, you know, and Kyrian. Obviously, it's going to be a bit before the Tar Valon stuff with him and Matt. But
yeah, I mean,
yeah, maybe
so
they're just going to
go ahead.
Maybe they'll skip Kyrian. You know, they skipped over Camelin. So
right. In season one. So
yeah,
in season two, I mean, see, one of the interesting things is that Rand at the end of season one goes off on his own,
yeah,
which he does do in book three.
Yes.
But we see him at the end of the season sort of stare over and he's looking into like the mountains of the Aiel Waste, which is what he sort of does in book four. Right, like the Shadow Rising is where he goes to meet with the Aiel. So I've kind of thought maybe they'll include some Shadow Rising stuff in season two. So, which I think you can pull some of that out.
Right, because the Aiel are in book three. So,
right. So I've kind of thought maybe like season two would end. This is going to sound crazy and it's kind of a lot, but again, we only have sort of limited time here to get all this stuff in because obviously it can't be 15 seasons.
It could be. I'm always fine for more Wheel of Time.
Right. I mean, I could be fine with it as well, but so maybe I've kind of thought maybe Rand goes over and he does his season two, like Rand is with the Aiel actually. And maybe he brings the Aiel over to, you have Falma or Fardara, wherever they decide to do it, or Tyr. And then Rand, like, comes over with the Aiel. There's a big battle. He gets Kalendor at the end of season two. I know it's kind of cramming a lot of stuff in there, but again, we have to sort of speed this whole thing up. So if that's like Rand's storyline, I think it makes sense for the girls to be sort of training, and that's your season two for them at the tower. But then the big question is Matt. So what do you do with Matt? Well, the answer I've sort of thought is, okay, well, Matt is going to go off with Tom Maryland in season two.
Yeah, I can see that.
So if Matt isn't going to be with Tom Maryland in season two, because Tom Maryland's not in season two, what do they do with him?
Maybe
what would you do with him? What would you have his plot line be?
Maybe he could take over a lot bigger role in the hunt of the horn, and then him and Rand could split off, and then Rand could go with the Aiel, and then he could go up after the horn. Maybe that's right. One way they could do it.
See, but Rand at the end of season one, Rand is off on his own. He leaves at the end of the Eye of the World. And so he's staring off into the Aiel Waste. So Rand's like kind of his story is like way ahead.
Right.
Matt sort of goes back to the tower because
that's what I was saying because Rand will be able to go up to Sean Chan with Matt, so Matt will have to kind of do that on his own. They'll have to like split the two arcs.
So you think maybe they'll have, but if Tom Maryland's not there, then I guess they're just excluding him. Does that just seem weird? Because if he doesn't show up till season three, then what is going on with the other characters that would interact with him?
Yeah, I don't know. That's gonna be weird.
So like, what do we think the timeline is gonna have to look like here? Because now I guess it gets sort of interesting because this is causing me to start to kind of think that season two might not go as far as we think. And if the shows are going to be 4 or 5 seasons at some point, because season one's really just book one and New Spring.
Yeah.
Like Lan and Nynaeve's relationship seems like it's a lot further along. And Moraine sort of loses her power at the end of season one, which is kind of different. So really, like, man, I guess if the end of season two is like the only end of the book two, right? Then what do we have? How are we gonna finish this thing in five seasons, which is what they sort of said, when we haven't even got, there's so much stuff that still has to happen.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If season two is book two, it's not, man, that's going to be a make for a long show.
Right. So
there's still a ton that has to happen. You said book two short.
Right. So what would your, and you've read the whole series.
Yes.
What would your structure be if you have to combine this whole thing, right? If you have to finish this show in, say, five seasons, you get eight episodes, so that's 40 sort of hours. And we're at the end of book one, at the end of season one, which is where we're at, you've sort of finished the Eye of the World. The character's power seems like it's far further along, so we can sort of cut back on that. Right. And it seems like one of the other things we saw in season one was they're not going to do all 13 Forsaken. There was sort of this hint that they might only do eight, which I think is fine.
Yeah. Chosen, but you know, whatever.
Well, yeah. Okay. We know in season two, we're getting Elaine and Avienda, because they've both been cast and we've seen them, which I think is, fine. We've met Min, as we meet in season one. So how far would you go in season two? Where do you think you'd end it?
So I think season one being book one kind of works because it gets a lot of the world building and the character development, but I would probably combine two and three, slap those together. I'd end it with Kalendor. I'd have the Great Hunt be like the first maybe two, three episodes, and then have that leading into book three, and then I'd finish it with the Stone of Tear falling.
Okay.
Because that's almost going to have to be its own episode, because the Stone of Tear is like a big part in the overarching story.
Yeah, I've kind of thought you do the Stone of Tear, but you could also have like the Horn of Valir go off at the same time and just make it like one big thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird to sort of think about sometimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because you're like, well, hold on. This happens here and this happens here as far as like start to finish a story. But I think sometimes you can look at the books as sort of parallel and sort of say, well, the structure really of book two and three are pretty similar. I mean, in all honesty,
right?
It's kind of like big hunts for things, and you know, there's not really like a lot going on. Rand's barely even in book three, so it's like, okay, well, we don't need to not have Rand on screen, so we can have him do a lot of his other stuff, like especially some of the stuff with the Aiel. Like, you can shift that. So I've kind of thought and like the White Cloaks are way more prominent in season one. Like, they're the way they do the White Cloaks in season one is by far one of my favorite parts, because they're way more menacing in the show than they are in the books.
Oh yeah.
I mean, way more menacing. So maybe I also kind of thought you do Perrin's storyline, some of the stuff with him, and maybe you don't have him hunting for the horn in season two. You have him sort of maybe dealing with the White Cloaks, which is his plot from book four, The Shadow Rising,
right?
And then that sort of keeps the White Cloaks big and powerful and on screen, but yeah, then that gives Perrin something to do. Yeah
because Perrin doesn't really need to be at Tyr if you're trying to cut down on time, because he doesn't really do a whole lot there. So you could go ahead, send him back to the Two Rivers and start his arc.
Right. And maybe he's dealing with the White Cloaks, but then that leaves Matt to have to be the one to hunt for the horn.
Well, which kind of works since he's the horn sounder.
Right. But the question is, who's Matt going to be traveling with if it's not Tom Maryland?
Maybe they could introduce like Nelysium earlier, then his character comes in, and the band of the hand, or the red hand, whatever they're called. It's been a minute.
Okay. What about so they haven't announced all the casting yet. I guess the other character you could kind of introduce, which they had a character that they said in season one was going to be Inktar, but it ended up not being him. I think that was the plan, and then they gave him like a different name. So they haven't said, hey, this is Inktar
right
for season two. So maybe you have another, maybe you have to introduce him.
That would work. Yeah, you could introduce Inktar, and then if Matt's going off completely by himself, it'd probably be best to throw two on in there too. So you could kind of jumpstart his later arcs.
Yeah. And then we know the Sean Chan are going to be pretty prominent in season two. So you're going to have to spend a lot of time building them up as villains. I just don't know how they're going to cram all.
And the Black Aja. Because then you got the Black Aja with the Sean Chan and the Adoms.
Right. So it's just kind of like, on one hand, it's kind of cool because it's like they're taking this thing slow. Because I guess at the end of the day, you still do never know, right? Like if let's say season two explodes and it's like it's as big as, say, Rings of Power. Or it's not as big as Game of Thrones, because nothing's ever going to be as big as Game of Thrones. But I mean, it could be as big as The Witcher, or even, you know, I mean, this new Wednesday Addams show, right? It was huge. I mean, so it could easily be a massive success for Amazon. And if that's the case, then okay, then you're going to get more shows out of it, right? More seasons, because you'll get more money coming in and everyone wants to watch it. But at the same time, you have to move the story along quick enough to where you don't have to rush everything at the end and have Game of Thrones. Where, yeah. Right? So you have to walk this fine line. And then is it also confusing for fans when you sort of make it seem like Tom Maryland's going to be this big deal in season one and then he's not even in season two? Which I know his character is gone for a bit, but I've definitely thought going into season one, I actually almost thought they might not even kill Tom Maryland, you know. Fake air quote kill him in season one, just because okay, you can use him for a lot of other stuff. So what do you think? I mean, would you have him in season two, and then maybe, or do you think it's better to say, okay, we don't need that actor, we can focus on something else and bring him in later and just skip it?
If I was doing, you know, 14 seasons, I wouldn't. But if you're trying to condense them, I'd absolutely have him in season two. There's no reason why he shouldn't be. Because, you know, you could send him off with Matt and then kickstart that, get yourself ahead, you know, get that character development in.
Right.
Because now really, it's almost going to be weird in season three when he comes back.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't know how they're going to do it.
Right, because we also know that Tom Maryland will later have sort of a romantic relationship, I guess, with a very important character
that's way later on,
but I guess my sort of thought process is you have to sort of think about this show as a whole thing, right? So if we're not moving the story along fast enough now, when we get to seasons potentially five or six, if they even happen, and we are trying to race towards the end, what are we cutting at the end?
Oh, you can't cut anything at the end. The ends where all the important stuff comes together.
You know what I mean? It's like, so what do we have to cut? What do we have to scale down at the end to make up for the fact that we didn't move the story along fast enough here? It's like a race, right? It's like a marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Where we have to pace ourselves. And if you're going too slow here, you're going to be, you know, we might be screwed later on. So what do you think? I mean, how do we, if Tom Maryland's not in season two, is it a big deal or is it not a big deal?
I mean, I guess it's potentially not a big deal, but it's going to be weird later when they introduce him, because Matt and Rand are already going to be huge deals when they stumble across him, and he's not going to be there for those character building arcs. So that's gonna be a little odd.
Yeah, because one of Tom Maryland's biggest important moments, especially in the early few books, is he is sort of this person to sort of provide Matt and Rand with the idea that the Aes Sedai may not be all what they're cracked up to be. And maybe we shouldn't be trusting them as much as we are.
Yeah, you can't trust them, Tarval and witches.
Yeah. So especially with Matt's character and the sort of changes they've made in the show, where Matt's character is like a lot darker, and Moraine flat out tells them, hey, we need to go find him because he's a potential threat. Like, so if Tom Maryland isn't there to provide Matt with some of these ideas of, yeah, maybe you shouldn't trust the Aes Sedai, then it just, what is that, you know, does that hurt Matt's character? Because now they're just gonna have to make Matt the sort of even more dark, brooding character, and that's kind of different than who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So
hey, yeah, is it, go ahead.
I was about to say, I don't know if they're gonna give him the, maybe they'll give him the ring earlier on so that the Aes Sedai can't really affect him. Maybe that's one way they could do it, but.
You know, is it, I guess the question is, are we going to sacrifice by not having Tom Maryland, even for this tiny little bit? Because some, you know, really in book two, really all Tom does, to be fair, is, but it's pretty important, I'd say. It's also kind of important for Tom's character, right? Is Rand shows up, they're playing Deus de Mar, and then Tom's girlfriend dies. But yeah. Part of the deal is Tom gets upset because basically Rand comes back into his life after Tom has kind of reestablished his life, right? He's like, okay, I'm here. I'm like, everything's good. I've got a girl I'm in love with, or his girlfriend. It's not his wife, but. And then all the Aes Sedai stuff sort of comes back to Tom and ruins this, like, sort of, you know, it's almost like the mafia. He got out for a second and, well, they pull you back in, you know? So,
oh yeah.
But so it's also could be detrimental to Tom's character.
Yeah. And he also assassinates the King of Kyrian, which is probably a big deal.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't like it, I guess, is where I'm at with it. Is I'm not looking at this as good news.
Well, they
structurally
might, yeah, yeah. They might, like I said earlier, they might just skip Kyrian altogether, you know? Who knows how they're gonna do it.
Right. Because I guess we are introducing two new characters, two pretty big characters. And we know, well, three really. We know we're getting Varen Sedai, we know we're getting Elaine, and we know we're getting Avienda. So I guess you're going to have to focus a lot on Rand and the Aiel. And I guess maybe we come back to this Tom Maryland thing in season three, but is that going to be weird?
Because you'd have to put Kyrian after Tyr, like when the Aiel invade Kyrian, then I guess you could have it that way.
Right. So, yeah. But I guess,
like, I don't know how
it's just kind of weird because now the Rand that will meet, because one of the interesting things is when Rand meets Tom in book two, they're calling him Lord Rand and he's playing Deus de Mar, which is their sort of version of Game of Thrones. And it's another thing along the way that causes Rand to be like, I need to leave and go on my own in book three.
Right.
But now Rand, if he meets back up with Tom,
he'll be the king of Tyr.
We'll have already, yeah. So it, yeah. It like won't really matter. So I don't know, guys. This is just some of the news we've gotten here. Thanks, Nick, for coming on. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
We could spin our wheels forever on this, but leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? How would you go forward with this? You know, I guess it has some character implications, or is it something you can slide in later? So, as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember that the grave is no bar to our call.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.